Ever so often, you hear someone in Barbados speak about this country and its relationship with the Eastern Caribbean, and they forget a person like this man, who now lives in St. Lucia.
My name is Ricardo Corbin. My question tonight is to do with trade.
He was among those at a meeting in St. Lucia, hosted by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley.
A lot of St. Lucians and persons from the OECS have grown accustomed to Barbadian products and the taste of Barbadian products. A lot of persons visit there for visas. They've been at the UWI or they've been on work attachments. And I am tired of smuggling sweet and dandy Moabi through the airport here for people. I am bringing it in by the gallons. And I am tired of lobbying Massey Supermarket to actually add it on the on their list of products. I've contacted Rose and LaFlamme and tried their my best to get them to establish some type of trade link here. There is a huge demand for Barbadian products here. My advice to the Consulate General and the new team that's going to be working here in St. Lucia is to establish some type of Barbadian small shop that has Barbadian products in it. Nothing unites people like a common taste. I've been here now for 9 years. I originally came here as a barber. I'm one of the owners of Brothers Barbershop in Barbados. And I established my operation here now for the last 9 years. I've also recently opened a restaurant in Gablewoods Mall, Sunny Acres, and it's probably the only place in St. Lucia that you can get Barbadian food. Now, I've been trying for the longest while to unite Barbadians, but it appears that when Barbadians are out of Barbados, they don't want to be found for one reason or the next.
Look at them here now.
Well, I'm actually seeing them now. So I'm hoping that there is some type of miniature BMX that can be brought here, and that even if it's through the government,
Can I invite you, because it seems to me that you are highly entrepreneurial. And that the fact that you opened another barbershop here, you open a restaurant here, you're obviously a young man that enjoys taking risk and enjoys doing business. And I'd like to invite you to, once again, give my PS your information so that when you come home, if you come home, I'd like to link you with both the SBA at home, the manufacturers. I'm going to prepare to make the calls to Massey as well for you. Because they're involved very much in the regional private sector that we are bringing to the table at the Conference of Heads of Government. And I also would like to be able to see how best we can work with you to have a greater commercial presence in St. Lucia. Have the inclination and you have the capacity, that's half the battle.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the young lady had told me give the name of the restaurant. It's called Island Blends. I was invited here today because a gentleman came there for a smoothie, and I said you look like Mr. Shuffler, you know, and I heard the accent, and he told me, well, they have this event here tonight, and that's the only reason why I'm here, or I would have missed it. So I'm just saying that through WhatsApp, I would like that this gathering does not leave here without a WhatsApp group being formed, that we can just send this information out, that we can stay in touch.
Barbadian Ricardo Corbin, who now lives in St. Lucia. Did you know that you can get the contents of your household insured under your motor policy? Items such as laptops, mobile or other electronic devices could be covered up to a sum insured of $10,000. To find out more, contact your Sagicor financial advisor or click on sagicorgeneral.com. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.